tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today, we have a team. The team is, and I hope I say this right, is Sue Silber and Pam Collins. How are you ladies today?
Doing very well.
Yeah, doing great.
And of course, Pam, I don't know if you know this, Sue, but Pam is known around here as the Bee Lady.
I do know that.
She sells the world's best honey, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And she shared mine.
Do you have any yet?
Yes.
No, it's true.
I did. She shared. It was excellent.
It is good. It is good. Yeah. And there's nothing better, in my opinion, and I just sometime last week, I like to sit down with a couple pieces of toast with honey on it.
Oh, yeah. Or put it, and then put some in your coffee, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I should try that.
Yep. My husband does that every morning, and he has been so healthy, and he swears that it's because of the teaspoon of honey he has every morning.
Really? Mm-hmm. You know, I drink coffee. I should do that. I'm going to try that. I never thought of that.
Yeah, try it.
I'll let you know. Yeah. But then I'll be so healthy, I won't be able to sit here.
Hey, you want to hear a cute bee thing?
Yes.
We were sitting out on our porch a couple days ago, and my husband goes, "Oh, there's one of my girls." And sure enough, they're his girls.
Pam's going, "What?"
Yeah. And there's this one of the little honeybees, and it was kind of flying around his hand. And then he was just watching it, and this little honeybee just kind of lands on the edge of his hand in his finger and was just kind of walking around. And he was just kind of watching it for a while. And then it flew off. And I just thought, yep, one of his girls came to say hi.
You weren't jealous, Pam?
I can't be. I'm outnumbered. Probably by the thousands, maybe the millions.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's good. Oh, well, how are sales in your office this week? Back to real estate.
Well, it's like the spring market, but it's in the summer.
Yeah, that's kind of what we talked about. Watch for a spring market to come later, in the year. And that's really what we've been experiencing for a few weeks, it seems like.
So is it later than a normal year would be?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because of it is a different time right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, you know, July, it seems like there's kind of a little bit of a lull a lot of times in July. But I think things are finally just revving up. So I don't know how much of a lull we're going to have. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, let's get into our topic of the week, because you ladies brought enough stuff to talk about that we could do probably 3 or 4 shows.
Yeah, after we were talking about it before we came over, we probably won't get through all the points here, but maybe we'll pick it up next time we're in.
There you go. Well, our topic of the week fits the time because, I'll just get into it. Don't sweat it. Perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually the longer addition to it would be simple summer home maintenance checklist, okay?
Right. So
you just listen to what we have to say, or you know, if you want to get a hard copy of it, we both have a hard copy of this, just give us a call and we'll give this to you. But, you know, if you go through this list that we're going to talk about, you'll know you're pretty much covered.
Mm-hmm. So. And, of course, that number is 651-437-2121. Are you the only Sue in the... office. So just ask for Sue or Pam, right?
There you go.
You bet.
Yep.
So, well, let's get underway here. Point number one.
Take it away, Sue.
Okay. Pressure wash the outside of your home. It helps with the curb appeal. It's important for attracting your buyers. You want to make sure the house is nice and clean.
Now, when you say pressurize, I think of the one with the motor, you know, the high pressure washer. Or are you just thinking just with a hose?
You can do either, but the pressure washer works probably a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the ironic thing was Steve and I were just at Menards this morning and bought a pressure washer because we got company.
Really?
We've got company coming over, and we've got to pressure wash that house.
I used the hose about a week ago.
Well, and because
yeah,
especially from the winter time, you get all those spider webs and all that stuff that is caught on the outside. So just get out there and pressure wash it. Doesn't really take that long.
No.
And just plain water, right?
Yeah. Not just the house, the walkways, the driveway, your deck, you know, just make it look fresh and new. Because that's the first thing they're going to notice is the outside of your house.
It's amazing something so simple makes such a big difference, really.
It is the little things that add up, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Point number two.
Next is landscape, landscape, landscape. But I say that with a caveat, because don't overdo it. I remember I was listing a house a few years ago, and she had the most beautiful gardens. Her entire lining the backyard of her house, you know, beautiful, beautiful flowers and lovely, lovely landscaping. And she wanted extra money because of all the landscaping she had done. And all I could think of as a homeowner looking at that beautiful garden was, who in the world has time to maintain this? Oh, my word, that would have been prevented me from buying it. So
I was just going to say, yeah. It may be too much work, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to landscape, you know, mm-hmm. just keep it simple. The outside of it, you know, maybe some perennials are nice. Throw mm-hmm. down some good mulch, you know, make that, you know, around the edge of your garden mm-hmm. or the house look nice. Maybe a few potted plants. Simple, 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 that kind of landscaping.
Okay.
So that anybody could look at it and say, oh, that's so fresh and nice. I could maintain that. So,
for aesthetics, then?
Yes, purely.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're roaring through these. Woohoo. Go for it, Sue.
Okay, put a fresh coat of paint on the outside of the house. I mean, not if you have siding, obviously, but if you have chipped or peeling paint, you will not get a FHA loan, so those things are important.
Really? Okay.
And also look under the overhangs. Sometimes there's rotting around the windows, so you want to make sure that there's none of that going on.
And especially like the doorways going into the house so that, mm-hmm. you know, that tends to leaking. Get neglected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. You and know, you don't see it after a while, but
well, and then
look with fresh eyes.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people like us, I don't see our front door very often because I go in through the garage.
That's true.
So you don't see the front, and, you That's know, right. it could be years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if you do repaint it, maybe ask a realtor for some advice on the choice of colors, because I've seen
Very
some
advice, yes.
really poor colors. You know, I was telling Sue, when I was a little girl, I remember we had this little house in Richfield, and she had it painted pink because she loved pink. Mm-hmm. So
I love pink too, but not on my house. No.
Did she like work for Mary Kay? Wasn't that the one with the pink Cadillac?
And didn't she sell that? But yes, it's
didn't
funny.
She give pink Cadillacs away? And yes. her house was mm-hmm. pink, her real house.
Yeah, yeah.
Just teasing.
No, in fact, Mom didn't even wear makeup. She was
okay. But pink
so
was
she just liked pink, so mm-hmm. we had a pink house.
Yeah, probably not something that
not
a lot of
choice.
People.
Yeah.
You know, they may want to change that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the hiring a professional might only cost between $1,000 to $6,000 for painting your home, and that's, I think you'll get your value out of that.
You get your money back
yeah,
on that.
Your money
that's
back.
One of the mm-hmm. things. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, kind of going along with the painting your house, too, is pay attention to, like, the shutters,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, of course, if you've got siding instead of painting, just make sure, like, well, that it's clean, and sometimes there have been, there's like chips or, you know, pieces that have been, you know, are kind of rough. If you can replace those, make it the whole exterior. Just walk around the whole outside of your house and all those pieces. Make sure that they're clean and fresh. That's important.
Okay. Yeah, hence refer to number one, which is pressure wash it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the whole thing is the impression that people are getting mm-hmm. as they're walking up to your house. You're either setting them up for and positive anticipation that
the
this
wow
is a
moment.
Good, yeah, or they're going, their opinion of the house is going lower, lower, lower as they're walking up the step in the front door. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtors today, Sue Silber and Pam Collins. Ladies, how can folks, what's the best way folks can get a hold of you?
I'd say maybe just call the office number 437-2121 and ask for either of us, Sue or Pam.
There you go. You're the only yeah. Sue and Pam there.
Yep.
There you go. Well, moving on, our next don't sweat it detail.
Okay, now this is a huge one, But if you've got any overgrown bushes, trees, vines, trim them back. I can't tell you what a difference that will make in the overall look at of the house. There was I remembered a really cute little Victorian that I sold a few years ago, and when I first walked up to it, I thought, oh, this is an adorable house, but you couldn't see it because of all these, you know, bushes and trees and stuff in the way. And the sellers were highly motivated and, you know, ready to go for it. And they got rid of a whole bunch of that stuff around the edge. And then all of a sudden, ta-da, you could see this adorable wraparound porch that was there and all this cute, you know, that trim, the detail to the trim. You could see it. And it was so cute. And they also did what we just talked about. They painted it and gave it a fresh coat of paint, you know, the porch and the trim parts. Huge difference. Mm-hmm. So
and do you get most of the money back that you put into that type of a upgrade?
Oh, I believe so. Definitely.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
How much are you going to spend?
You're not going to even spell it. You're going to have to sell it otherwise.
A pair of pruning shears, yep. And, you know.
Yeah. It, simple stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. In fact, I would say this is probably one of the biggest things that you can do is just clear. Sure. When you come up to that front step, if there's like pieces of the vines and stuff hanging over the step, it's creepy. You know.
Adam's family kind of creepy. Yeah.
That's a good analogy. They're creepy and they're spooky. I'll stop.
That was a fun show.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
So now next, preventing mosquitoes at breeding grounds. No standing water anywhere. Gutters, flower pots, grill covers, baby pools, bird baths, leaky pipes, tires, trash cans, buckets, ponds. Not only for selling the home, but you want to make sure this is not happening any time of the year.
Yeah, and so with that stuff, it's pretty simple. Just get rid of the standing water then. Is that a good?
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, get rid of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if it's going to make that huge of a difference in selling your home, other than people don't want to be swatting mosquitoes as they walk up to your house. But this is just practical stuff if you just to enjoy the house that you're living in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since that's our state bird, we want to make sure.
Yeah. We don't, not one that we like to talk about a lot, but you're exactly right. Yeah, if they think it's a mosquito infestation, who wants to? You know, deal with that all the time. Exactly.
Plus, it looks messy. Mm-hmm. Those things. You know, the bird bath, it gets ishy.
Clean it out.
Keep it clean. You know, the kiddie pool, all those little things. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about, some of these things are just minor details, easy to do, but it makes such a difference on the impression that somebody has about you. And then as a result, their impression about how well you took care of your house. And, you know, we always talk about it, those things that you can't see behind the walls or, you know, that have been done before that you don't have access to. You have to make a judgment on have they been done properly. And when you see even things like this taken care of, fresh water in the bird bath, you know, it's such a minor thing, but it tells me, oh, these people are clean people. These people take care of things. And it gives you will give them the benefit of the doubt when you decide about what you think about the rest of the house.
Again, small details add up.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
Yeah. Okay. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our realtors today, Sue Silber and Pam Collins. And, of course, if you want to get a hold of either one of them, it's real simple. 651-437-2121 and ask for Sue or Pam.
Yeah.
The waning moments, some more ideas. We're talking about don't sweat it, how to make your house presentable.
Of course, this next one you're going to sweat. Okay. Okay, the way to avoid sweating it is hire a professional to do it for you, but get your gutters cleaned. And I have to admit, we are so guilty, because if you walk up to my house and if you look at it right now, that's why we got the pressure washer, actually. You'll see some stuff sticking out of the top of the gutter, because we have a lot of trees in the yard, and those leaves and twigs and debris fall into your gutter, you know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have an oak tree fairly close to our house, and there's probably a few acorns. I might even have an oak tree starting
growing.
To grow.
There you go. But if you have a house that has, like, our gutters aren't mm-hmm. supposed to get stuff in them, what do they call those?
Yeah, leaf guard or whatever.
Nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm curious, does it really keep everything out?
We have trees by the house, and it's so far, we've been there, it'll be 6 years now, and yeah. we haven't had to clean them. I mean, they,
That's
and
fantastic.
You can't see, because you can see there's some sort of a covering mm-hmm. or something
yeah.
over it. That's
yeah.
all you can see, so. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been, I have to say, we haven't had an issue so far.
Uh-huh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, if you don't have a leaf guard, you need to clean the gutters out.
Yeah.
Then maybe
yep.
what you want to do is get one of those.
Yes, yes. But, yeah, otherwise, yeah, clean them, and they say pressure washing is the best mm-hmm. way to.
Yeah, and then even, shoot a hose up the downspout to make sure that isn't plugged, too.
Okay.
That would be important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many do we have time for another one? Mm-hmm.
So fix up your fence. So many buyers with kids and pets don't want to take the extra expense of adding or replacing a fence. So a beat-up fence could really turn them away. Check your fence for any holes, potential rotting, or insect damage. Fix any loose screws or nails and need a replacement. You can always do a coat of stain or paint on them. Mm-hmm. To make
or
sure
just
that
take
they're
it
nice.
Down.
Or take it down.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And make sure that, yeah, there's no missing, boards or anything.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of yards where the bushes have, pushed the fence
over
a little bit. Yeah, that's a turnoff. So, yeah, a lot of people would like to have a fence.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, that kind of goes hand in hand with the very last point, I think, that we'll get to, just about trees in general, keep those in check. And one of the main things that you don't want, and this is not just if you're selling your house, but if you own a house, if you see that you have branches that are kind of overhanging the roof, you want to, you've got to keep those trimmed back, because that does do a lot of damage to your garage or your house, the mildew and mold, the scraping, against it, branches falling on it and causing damage. So keep the trees away from the house, the branches.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Very, very important. So one final time, our realtors, Sue Silber and Pam Collins, ladies, how can people get a hold of you?
651-437-2121.
All righty. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very much, Sue. This is your first time, and you survived it.
I thought she did a very good job.
Yes, she did. I've been in this business 40 years, and I haven't lost any victims. I mean, guests.
I don't want to be the first.
No. Have a great summer.
Yeah, you too.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtors, Sue Silber and Pam Collins, if you'd like to get a hold of them or get a copy of their list, it's simple. Just give them a call at 651-437-2121 and ask for Sue or Pam.